You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
So, at what point in your life do you stop caring about your birthday? That's my question.
Oh, to me?
No, I'm going to come
just
back.
In general.
Just in general. Putting it out there to the universe, to the seeing universe. What it comes back with.
When does it stop mattering?
Actually, Cam, you had your birthday on the weekend.
I did, and this is my last chance to really live it up this year about it. So
it's your last birthday. And I was
it's
like,
my
oh,
last birthday. Jesus. I'm not going to age anymore. Not dark. Okay. I've discovered the reality to never aging, and so this is where I stop.
Right.
32 is a good age.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice, though. Like, it's like a milestone. It's like a random kind of...
So should I go to 33 and stop? Because then it's always like...
You know. So you feel like you're done, though. You feel like now that's your last sort of big celebration? Well, is that what you're saying? Like, are you...
I don't necessarily think it'll be the last one because, like, 40 is a big one. Everyone always does a thing for your 40th and you feel like your big milestones. But it used to be like your birthday came around and be like, wow, what a thing. This is a moment we're having. Right. And this year, for the first time ever, I was like, ah... Like, even the my things on the weekend, it was like, oh, I will be here, having some lemon lime bitters. You can come and buy me a lemon lime bitter. You can come and join me.
Fairly casual.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, if people turn up, they turn up. It was actually lovely because I did the same thing like 2 years prior.
And no one came.
Well, like a dismal amount. And then this year I was like overwhelmed by people turning up. I'm like, oh, my God, this is lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've met a lot of great people in the last couple of years.
What? Are you talking about you?
I am talking about myself.
Yeah, cool.
obviously.
humble so brag.
Weird flex, but okay.
But, so it just reached this point where, like, my birthday kind of, like, snuck up on me. And usually I would, like, take the day off for my birthday.
Mm.
But this year I worked. Like, I had a big thing that I had to get done.
Yeah.
We were opening a brand new store. It was very exciting. But that's at true. The same time, I wasn't fazed that I was working on my birthday.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And it does it reach a point where you just go, oh, yeah.
Because the expectation is always that people go, you're going to do something for your birthday, right? Everyone's like, what are you doing for your birthday? And you're like, yeah. I think for me, like I had my 30th a couple of years ago.
Was that the one I came to?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had just met.
We pretty much just met like a couple months prior to that.
And I knew no one at your party.
And you both walked in and you both had like long hair. And my mum saw you both, you and your partner, Ro, walk in. And Matt hadn't met you, my partner Matt, he hadn't met you guys yet either. He didn't know who you were. And Matt thought that you'd stumbled into the wrong party. Because you both walked in with like these long coats and like this long hair and just looked nothing like the rest of the people at my party, like all these older bear guys.
Yeah.
And so Matt was like, came to me and was like, do you know them? And I was like, oh yeah, that's Cam and Ro. And he's like, right, okay. And I walked off. And even my mum saw you guys and was like, who are those two tall, long head chaps? Like, just like no idea who you were. But look, that was a big 30th celebration. And then my 31st last year, I didn't really do anything. It was like the day of my birthday. I'd planned nothing.
Yep.
And no expectations. I'd seen my mum already and I thought I'll see the rest of the family at some point probably. And some good friends of mine ended up calling me that afternoon and said, what are you doing tonight? And I said, well, nothing.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday. I'm just relaxing. And they were like, cool, we're coming over. We'll take you for dinner. And I was like, oh, okay. So they came around and picked me up. We went for dinner somewhere quite nice and they shouted. It was really sweet actually, but I hadn't planned anything because I thought 31 was like a nothing. You know, it's like not a milestone. I'm now officially in my 30s. It's kind of who cares?
Yeah.
So I think maybe 35, like every 5 years should be warranting like a celebration.
I think so. As everyone knows, we're beginning the process, Ron and I, to buy a home. I think for my 33rd, I'm going to throw my first ever house party because I'll own a home. I can throw a party.
Right. But you can do like a housewarming as well.
Yeah, probably not. Like a housewarming is so weird because by the time you have the house in a state where you want people to actually see it, you've been there a few months.
I guess that's true, but people wouldn't have seen your house after a few months, though. That's the thing. People wouldn't know it yet.
Yeah.
Only friends who have, like, helped you unpack and stuff and, like, maybe a few close friends you have over because you've just moved house. You don't want people there all the time.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
You'd be like, get out of my space.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that would be, like, the only reason I'd probably throw a party now until maybe, like, oh, hell, maybe not even until I'm 40.
Yeah.
Like, it's
that's your next big milestone.
Yeah. 40. I feel like everything's just kind of, it's reached a point where, and like, we have dinner with my family, and that's enough for me sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. I think birthdays, it's always good to do something, I suppose. But I get that the big celebration thing should only be for important birthdays.
Yeah. Well, we've actually had a message in, and it's from Rowan, my husband. And he's messaging to say that he actually takes the whole week off work so people don't know it's his birthday.
Right.
And it's true. He'll take the whole week off just so people don't wish him a happy birthday.
But then they would know that it's
no,
that week.
No, he doesn't
week.
Talk about it at all.
Oh, it's just a random week of leave.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm just taking leave.
That's the same week every year.
Yeah, well.
Sneaky.
Yeah, you think people pay attention to that, but they really don't.
They have no idea. I forget birthdays the minute after they happen.
I can't remember the last time I actually took leave.
I forgot your birthday. I know it was last week sometime, but God knows what day it was. I just know it happened recently.
Throw a dart at a board and hope
literally
you hit the right
could
day.
Be anything. So tell us about your birthdays. Do you still care about them? At what point in your life did you stop celebrating your birthday? My mum messaged in as well and wanted to say that she didn't say who are those chaps. She said guys, because saying the word chaps makes her sound 110. So she told me off.
I'll say chaps. Now it's a young word. Because I'm so young and youthful.
I don't read them all out, but the amount of times I talk about my mum and she messages in to like correct me and tell me I've said something wrong, it's like every week it happens. Love your mum.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
We're talking birthdays. Cam, you recently celebrated your 32nd birthday.
I'm so old. No, I'm not.
You That's are not old.
That's not old.
You're getting there, though.
It's like a middle ground.
Like, you're old, like, compared to, like, 20-year-olds now.
Yeah.
Who were born in 1999.
Ooh.
Like, that, there's 18-year-olds who were born in 2001.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the world that we're in now.
No.
I know, it's upsetting. But you're sort of wondering, when is it sort of the time when you stop celebrating your birthday? Like, when do you move on? When does it become, you know, less important to celebrate one's birthday?
Yeah, like, when do you reach that point where you go, do you know what? Yeah, I bet. Like, it's, I think I kind of started to reach that point about when I was 28 when I stopped remembering how old I was turning. Do you get that? Where someone's like, I remember 30. Like, 30 is such an obvious date. But when someone was like, how old are you turning this year? It takes me a second. I'm like, 32.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm turning. You remember back in the day, I'm 25.
So you reckon, like at a certain point when you stop remembering specifically on the spot when your birthday is, like how old you are,
yeah,
that's when you should stop celebrating.
I think that's when it starts to feel like it's like it's not this, you know. Yeah, it's a celebration of, you know, making it another year. Like, good job. But yeah, at the same time, it's like, it doesn't need to be, you know. Do you know those parties on, like, the Sweet 16 parties where it's like you have the millionaires and it's like they throw the lavish parties for, like, every single birthday. Have you watched those before?
No.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like quinceañeras, or is that a different thing?
What? like quinceañeras?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, it was close. Hey.
Similar, that kind of thing. But they do this thing where they film, like, the 16-year-olds, like, of children of millionaires, and they film their, like, 16-year-old birthdays. And it's awful. These people are the worst people.
I think you're any worse. I had a message in, though, from Chris from Braybrook, who said, hi, guys, I have two birthdays. Whew. Said one when I was born, and the second was when I was brought back to life after a heart attack.
See, I'd celebrate
Chris,
that.
Chris, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'd totally.
That is so cool.
I would probably drop my first birthday and be like, nah, this
I
is.
I am reborn.
This is a phoenix.
Yes, rising from the ashes.
And you can always play Conchita first.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, every party.
Every year. And if people give you crap for that, you're like, hey, I died.
Yeah.
And came back to life.
Yeah. My friend...
do you get presents on both, Chris? Can you tell? Do you get gifts on both? Because, I mean, that sounds like a pretty good upside to what happens.
Your birthday and your rebirthday.
Yes. Which one do you get better presents for is the question. Like, which one is, like, more important?
My sister had a friend who used to have to have surgery on his heart to basically jumpstart it. And they used to call it his Alt-Control-Delete party. For when he was getting ready to be rebooted, and they would play only songs that had heart in the name of the song.
Aww.
So, Achy Breaky Heart, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, all of these things. Yeah. Right.
That's good. Two
it
hearts.
It was a good party.
Hearts. All the heart songs.
Heart of Glass.
I mean, that's great. For me, I think it's because, I'm 32 this year. Am I going to do anything? Yeah, probably not. But that being said, you know, Matt, my partner, it's his birthday, it's his 45th. next year.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and so he wants to actually be overseas for his birthday. He wants to do like a trip.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what, let's go to Japan, because Japan's pretty affordable nowadays too.
Well, that actually ties in right over here, because we've actually had another message in from Brad. Morning, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
And he says, I haven't really celebrated my birthday for years. I don't have a problem with my age. It's just a celebration I have not liked forever. I do something for myself now, be it a holiday, be it just buying something I wouldn't normally. It's something to make me feel good rather than a party to make others feel good. Yeah. And that is the best way to be.
It's about you, girl. So, yeah.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself 2019.
Exactly. And that's fair. Some people don't like their birthdays. You know, sometimes birthdays fall around times that aren't that happy as well.
Yes, yep.
You know, people, like relatives might have passed away around your birthday and stuff. Yep. And so not everyone wants to celebrate their birthday at all, because they just don't want to deal with anything.
Yeah.
And that's
I'd love to, like, spend, like, maybe my 35th, spend it in Europe.
In Europe.
In Europe.
That'd be fun. So
I love Europe.
That's all right. You could be... Where's that place that you quoted in your wedding vows? I forget.
Berlin.
Berlin. That's right. You can go to Berlin for your 35th.
That would be awesome.
That would be lovely. Yeah. That'd be a great throwback.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
You love that sound.
I love that I got the stomach sound for my thing. Now, we've had one last message in before we move on from
birthdays. Yeah.
Talking about when should you kind of, get over birthdays. And we've had a message in that says you shouldn't. This is from Sarah. Hi, Sarah, from Footscray.
Hey, girl.
Sarah says, I'm 60 and have two birthdays each year. One is the day I was born, and the other is my trans day.
Hey.
I believe you should celebrate each year.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
I wish that I had something unique and cool about me that I could do two birthdays. You know? I got nothing.
When you met me.
Oh, my cam day.
Yeah, your cam day. Friendship anniversary. Facebook always makes you remember them.
That's true.
But that's great. You should definitely always celebrate the day that you got to, you know. I'm talking about a message, not you. You gave me a look like I was telling you. You should celebrate every day that you know
me.
No. You should celebrate, definitely,
trans
every
day.
Year.
That's
celebrate
awesome.
The day that you got to kind of live your truth.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
I love it.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.